It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Scholars and sleuths have been waiting all day to leap on the release of new files related to President John F. Kennedy's assassination in Dallas. They were supposed to be distributed today, but about an hour ago, we learned that President Trump is delaying the release of some of the records, citing national security concerns. He's having those records further reviewed for the next 6 months. Experts expect the files to reveal more about Lee Harvey Oswald's trip to Mexico City, where he met with Cubans and Soviets 2 months before the assassination.
The CIA and, to some extent, the FBI are going to look pretty silly and pretty bad.
Hugh Ainsworth covered the assassination as a reporter for the Dallas Morning News. He says the documents may show the CIA made mistakes related to Oswald.
This is the CIA's fault, really. And then they try to cover up the fact that they lost him. And, you know, had they told the FBI, had they told the Secret Service, had they told the Dallas police where he was and what he was thinking, doing, or saying, the whole story might have been a lot different.
Over the years, the Kennedy assassination has sparked conspiracy theories. Ainsworth, who's chased down many of those theories throughout his career, says nothing in the files will change the Warren Commission's report that Oswald was the lone gunman at Dealey Plaza in Dallas in November 1963. Yesterday's abrupt announcement that Republican House Speaker Joe Strauss is not seeking re-election shaking up the Texas Capitol, and it's sending shockwaves throughout the state. The retirement of Strauss removes a check on conservative Republicans, such as Governor Greg Abbott, who'd grown publicly critical of the House leader. Strauss is best known for thwarting a bathroom bill this year targeting transgender people. He also slowed the governor's proposed tax cuts, immigration crackdown, and taxpayer-funded vouchers for private and religious schools. KUT Austin's Ben Philpott says Strauss is considered a centrist Republican.
He is not aligned. In fact, he is kind of an enemy of the Freedom Caucus, which is in the Texas House, which is a more far-right group of lawmakers. He made political enemies, at least, of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who does run a more conservative Texas Senate. He ran afoul of many conservative groups in the state for not passing more activist social issue legislation. This past legislative session, he kind of stepped out a little more and more forcefully said, specifically when talking about the transgender restroom access bill, that he was using his power as speaker to keep something like that from coming up. But what he has said that he wants to do is simply be a consensus maker for the body and someone who focuses on things that actually, his words, actually affect Texans.
Public education, and in higher education, we've done a lot of good things in water policy, transportation, we've done some good things. Those types of bread and butter issues that are important to people is what I want to continue to be talking about. Some of the other ideas that I didn't think were the best, if I played a role in keeping them from happening, some people appreciate that.
We have more coverage of Joe Strauss at keranews.org. Bloody hatchets, roaring chainsaws, and demonic clowns are some of the terrifying things that could get you hyperventilating at a haunted house. In this week's Art and Seek Artist Spotlight, Hadi Mawagdi explores the idea of fear as entertainment with Richardson native Misty Kiesler. She spent 2 years photographing the scariest haunts in North America.
According to the Guinness Book of World Records, Cutting Edge Haunted House in Fort Worth is one of the world's largest haunted attractions. But it's not just big, it's totally terrifying.
It was really nerve-wracking. We really didn't know what was going to happen, and I was kind of scared to look up, like, the whole time. It was really scary.
That's 16-year-old Bailey Biancolana from Keller. She and her friends endured the 55-minute trek through Cutting Edge, which is inside of a 100-year-old meat packing plant. Biancolana was terrified by zombie nurses and chainsaw-wielding maniacs. Yet, she had a good time. But why? Well, sociologist Margie Kerr says it's natural.
Within milliseconds, when we realize, when we remember, oh, I'm not really being chased by a serial killer, I'm actually safe, you can enjoy that physical response. You can, you know, kind of ride the natural high, as they say.
Kerr studies fear. Her interests are why we fear what we do and the ways that we engage with thrilling and scary material.
Even though you know that the zombies aren't real, just stressing ourselves leaves us feeling accomplished, just like running a marathon or rock climbing. We took on a challenge and we made it through, and it feels good.
Kerr says the scenes inside haunted houses, like human innards on a butcher block or ice cream trucks splatted with blood, may show the worst of human behavior, but they're in bite-sized bits.
Laughing at them is a way of laughing at our fears, too. We get a glimpse of it, but we can't tolerate it long. That takes us to a very different level.
That's a level documentary photographer Misty Kiesler wanted to explore.
And you know, the modern haunted house requires that you go through on a pretty fast pace, and all I wanted to do was hang back and look at the details in all the corners.
Kiesler wants to check out those details because she's genuinely curious. And photography is her way of exploring subcultures and sharing them with the public.
I am really interested in artifice and all the levels of work that go into creating these spaces.
For the photo series titled Haunt, Kiesler spent 2 years visiting 13 haunted houses across the U.S. She was given extraordinary access, and while photographing the interiors, she learned about the extensive thought and effort that goes into crafting spaces that will not only scare you, but leave you with a lasting memory.
I think that they really are passionately and lovingly created, and there's so many levels of illusion. It feels like it's about to fall apart on you, and yet it's held to one of the highest safety standards that exists.
Kiesler likes to explore created environments, like the so-called love hotels in Tokyo. Doing so helped make her name nationally as a photographer. The Richardson Native's artwork is in the collections at top museums in Dallas, Houston, and Tokyo. But she understands that photography, even well-done photography, has its limits.
Any documentation of an immersive haunted house will completely fail. There's no way that you're going to look at a series of photographs and be so tense that if someone touches you, you scream. It just doesn't work.
Instead, Kiesler says, inside the safety of a museum, seeing images of satanic monsters, bloody surgery rooms, or a bedroom lined with the posters of children elicits something different.
There's a really different sort of psychological response to looking at a photograph that's about the same fears that the haunted house has, but they just operate really differently. You know, it's much quieter, it's more contemplative, it's much more personal.
Kiesler's focus on haunts was triggered by her husband's enjoyment of them. She became fascinated. She began seeing links between the haunt's storylines and real serial killers like John Wayne Gacy.
Fear is cultural, so this is really very culturally specific. Within the United States and Japan, the actors are all dressed as ghosts.
The haunts excite us because they let us enjoy ghouls and goblins. The same for Kiesler's photography. But the photos reveal something else as well. By stepping back and considering these scenes in detail, we can see how popular culture amps up our worst fears. Hadi Mawagdi, KERA News.
You can see Misty Kiesler's photography at the Modern Art Museum of Fort Worth. The show is on view until November 26th. And visit artandseek.org to learn more about Kiesler's other projects. And did you know today is Chicken Fried Steak Day in Texas? Yep, it is, and it's an official state holiday. It was created in 2011 thanks to a pair of Dallasites passionate about the fried slab of beef. Learn more about their love for chicken fried steak at KERANews.org. And while you're there, check out a song that celebrates the Texas staple. Should be clear skies in store for us this evening. A cool low around 49 later on tomorrow. Sunny with a high in the upper 50s. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.